Officials in Germany say the country has foiled a far-right plot to overthrow its government. 25 people, including a soldier and a judge, were detained when police raided 130 sites across Germany. The so-called Reich citizens were allegedly preparing to force their way into parliament. China's announced it's loosening its zero COVID policy. People who are asymptomatic or showing mild symptoms will now be able to isolate at home. The government is also reducing the amount of mandatory testing. The move comes after widespread protests. It's a major reversal in a country that's seen some of the toughest lockdown policies in the world.
The further deepening of the understanding of the virus and the disease, the reduction of the risk of the disease, the efficient supply of vaccines and medicine, and the improvement of emergency response and treatment capabilities are some of the required conditions or key elements for us to resume the living conditions before the outbreak happened.
Democrats have tightened their grip on the U.S. Senate after claiming victory in the state of Georgia. Raphael Warnock defeated Republican Herschel Walker. Warnock's victory in the runoff means Democrats will have 51 seats in the 100-seat chamber. The two candidates were separated by less than 1% of the vote in last month's midterm election. Well, former US President Donald Trump's company has been found guilty of tax fraud in New York. Trump is facing a series of legal woes as he looks to secure the Republican nomination for the 2024 elections. The fraud spans a total of 15 years. Two people have been killed and eight wounded in a suicide bomb blast in Indonesia. The explosion happened at a police station in West Java. The Taliban is allowing Afghan girls to take high school graduation exams this week. Girls in high school have been banned from classrooms since the group took power in August last year. Some students say the exams won't be fair because they've been shut out of school for so long. And Morocco has stunned Spain to reach the World Cup quarterfinals for the first time in their history. The match finished goalless after extra time, but the Atlas Lions won on a penalty shootout.
Hi, I'm Chris Barrett, and I'm part of Al Jazeera's new TikTok team. If you're looking for quick explanations about the biggest news stories, follow us at Al Jazeera on TikTok. You can find exclusive content and learn more about the world with Al Jazeera on TikTok.